Welcome to this year's edition of FCA Connect, a new show produced at FCA for you to keep you updated on what's happening at FCA. FCA equips preschool through 12th grade with biblical worldview to be passionate ambassadors of Christ and a positive impact on our community. Now to our host, FCA Senior, Casey Green.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of FCA Connect. I'm here with Senior Luke Kumler and Senior David Harris. How are you guys today?
We're doing great, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I'm doing just fine on this day. Please cut that out. Okay, just that last part. So how long have you guys been going to FCA?
Well, I've gone here since pre-K 5, so 14 years, but
yeah,
as according to like graduation and all that stuff, only the 13 years counts.
So. Oh, but 14. Oh, well.
Okay. And I've been here since first grade, so 12 years for me.
Wow. I've been here.
You're not even here.
I think I am here.
This is going to be your worst interview ever.
Probably.
Why don't we just take over from here?
Hey, welcome to FCA Connect. I'm Luke Cooper. I'm here with David Harris.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay. So you guys run the new segments that... So you guys host the new segments that play during the first, like, 5 minutes of chapel, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so can you explain to us what that is?
Yeah, so in these new segments, we just kind of talk about events that are going on at FCA, sporting events, stuff like that. And then we also put some entertaining clips in there just to keep everyone paying attention.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing it every week. And so we have a video ready for chapel every week. And this year we've been doing sort of like a different theme for each week just to keep it interesting and to keep it lighthearted and fun.
Yeah, that it's been successful, I would think, so far. Yeah. So do you guys have a hard or like moderately easy time making it?
Well, I mean, it's like pretty easy making it. Luke Custer, who's the other host, does most of the editing. Pretty much all of the editing. But sometimes we have a little hard time focusing and saying what we need to say, but we've had one every week, so it's been good making it.
Yeah, I think it just depends week to week. Some themes are easier to do than others. Sometimes we need to put like special effects in, so those can be a little more difficult. But all in all, it's not too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. What video took your longest to make?
Probably the Stranger Things one.
Yeah, that took a lot just for the title intro.
Yeah, because it was so... really hard to make on the computer. It took quite a while to make, but we got it done.
Yeah, that was really good. And your guys' office one was, like, really good, too.
Yeah, that took a lot of time, too.
Yeah, that did take a lot of time. That was most people's favorite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My favorite, too.
It's pretty sweet. So, what made you guys in particular, get into making and working on the videos?
Well, I've been taking media since sophomore year, so each year it's just been kind of fun to make videos. Last year we did a weekly segment for the news called Deep Thoughts with Luke, and we just had a lot of fun making those, so we thought, hey, why not take it to the next step and become a host our senior year?
Yeah, and those were probably the most popular segment last year.
Oh,
everybody loved
definitely.
Those. Yeah, they were fun. But because I've also been taking since sophomore year, and Luke and I started it together. And our first year, we made some videos, but like they never really got put in because the seniors ruled it and put in their segments. But we didn't really have a lot of segments to make. But as it's progressed through the years, we've been able to make a lot more videos that have been able to be shown a lot more.
So, how do you think it's going so far?
Well, I mean, the year is coming to a close, almost to the fourth quarter. And I mean, we've had a video every week except for the first week because it was a little bit of a fluke with the computer. But it's been, it's been going really well, actually. We've had a lot of good feedback, and each one of our episodes gets posted on YouTube, and everyone seems to really like them, and we've just had a lot of fun making the videos every week, so I think it's been going well.
Yeah, I think it goes well. I think everyone enjoys watching them, and I know I've had a ton of fun making them. I'm sure David and Luke have, too.
Yeah.
I specifically know people that go on the school's YouTube channel just to watch your guys' chapel videos, so...
Yeah, I go on the school's YouTube channel just to watch our chapel videos.
I know, I'm saying, like, people outside of FCA.
Yeah, my mom. My mom loves them.
All the parents loved them.
My mom literally laughed so hard. She was like, did you see this one? I was like, Mom, they're played in chapel. She was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I was like, Mom, it's the chapel video.
My mom... was like obsessed with the Gilligan's Island one right after.
So was mine.
Yeah, she loved
Gilligan!
That.
Because she watched that as a child.
Yeah.
So. wait, did you guys answer the passing? Do you know if you're passing?
Yeah, we have something to say. It's not like, just ask the question, you'll see. Yeah, I'll take this one first.
Okay. So, since you guys are seniors and you're going to be graduating along with myself, are you passing on the duties of host to anyone in particular or any group of people?
Well, we don't really have any person or group of people in mind yet, but we've talked with JT Burcham, and we're going to kind of do tryouts for people who want to become the host next year. They can come in and just try it out, and we'll kind of pick it that way.
Mm-hmm. And JT will be holding those sometime soon. We don't know exactly when, but he is the... like media director and runs everything, which obviously you know.
Yeah. But the people might not.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's going to be having those. And we didn't have to really try out. He just knew that we worked hard and did videos and had a lot of fun in media. And we just kind of volunteered ourselves. And he was happy that we wanted to do it. So, yeah.
That's really cool. Yeah, he was talking to me about that idea because he wants... because he wants Isaac and I to do the same thing for the radio show.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, should be interesting. Do you guys have any, in closing, fun or interesting stories that you remember about, like, the old news? Because it's been going on for such a long time, probably since we were in elementary school. Do you have any, like,
I think it might have been even stories before we were in elementary school, like, even a little bit before then.
They didn't have a media place for a long time.
They still did, like, the videos, because when we were in elementary, they'd play on each TV in the different classrooms, and I think it was every Friday.
Yeah.
We'd turn on the TV, and everyone would turn to that channel, and we'd watch our news videos. But I remember when I was in fourth grade, they had a special Christmas one, and... I've played the cello since kindergarten, and they asked me to come on and play a Christmas song, so I played the First Noel on the FCA News, Little Me, in fourth grade.
Look at you. Yeah. I know. That was the greatest time, because it would be in homeroom, and you just turn it on, and you would get so excited. You're like, heck yes. And it was called FCA Today, I think, back then. And I remember I was talking with JT, like, last week sometime, and he said they used to do it live.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I think that would take, like, so much more, like, work and effort to do it live than, like...
Yeah, I'm really glad we don't do it live, because we have moments where we just keep laughing and messing up. There's no way we'd be able to get through a whole show.
Yeah.
We couldn't just stop and start over.
Yeah, it takes us a long time to film just, like, a 3-minute episode.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming on and talking to me about your guys' news.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. It was
a blast. Jimmy Neutron, kind of blast.
Hello, this is Preston Randall, and today I'll be reading Chapter 2 of our story, Pacific Drift. Late November 1911. Me and my brother had just received word that our father had recently passed away in Russia. My brother and I were not only saddened by this news, but also deeply curious as to how and why the man was in Russia at the time of his death. We had believed him to be dead for a long time at this point, as he had disappeared over 12 years ago while out at sea. Nathan, my brother, introduced the idea that we go find him and bring him home, to bury him with the rest of the family. At first, I was against the whole idea of traveling overseas simply to retrieve a corpse. I felt it was too much trouble for something of sentimental value. Nathan did not share my apathy. The next few days showed me that my little brother truly intended to bring Father back, with or without my escort. The night before Nate planned on heading out to board a ship to the east, I decided that I would ultimately regret not going if anything ended up happening to Nathan, and prepared myself for the journey ahead. In about 3 days' time, we reached the port of Prince Rupert. It was after about a week in the town that we finally got news of a boat heading towards where Father's body had been buried, Kamchatsky. Initially, it was encouraging to find out we had a potential way to get to the Russian coast, but most of my optimism for the trip ahead left me once I found out under what conditions this ship would have us arriving in. I quickly discovered that the group that was heading towards our destination was a group of traders, Russian traders. Me and Nathan didn't know any Russian. I insisted that we either look elsewhere or just abandon the whole trek altogether. But Nathan was very adamant about needing to do this for Dad. Sailing with the crew of foreigners for about over 2 weeks, I agreed with Nate that this could be our only chance for who knows how long to board a ship taking us anywhere remotely close to where Dad is. Within the next week, we met the crew of the Bistro on the dock and confirmed that they would be able to give us the transport we needed to the Russian coastline. For a price, of course. Upon seeing the ship itself, I knew at once that these men were in no way professional sailors. The Bistro was obviously an older ship, as seen by the large regions of rust spattered across the ship's hull, as well as the damage that showed this boat had been involved in more than just peaceful interactions. I knew Nate shared my hesitations upon seeing the ship, but he acted as if the state of our vessel had no effect on his determination. I knew he thought this was dangerous, and at the time, I was simply furious at him for not stopping our trek right then and there, but instead holding his pride and refusing to admit he was wrong to lead us out on this quest. As we waited the next few days for the ship to set sail, I persistently hoped that I wouldn't have to be the one to call this whole thing off. I hoped that Nathan would simply admit it was too much and agree to go home. But unfortunately for us both, he was unable to swallow his pride and admit that I was right from the start.
Thanks for joining us this week at FCA Connect. We hope you've been blessed by our broadcast. If you want to learn more about FCA, please visit our website at www.fcanights.org or call us at 740-654-2889. You can also check us out on YouTube at youtube.com and then search Fairfield Christian Academy. Till next week, God bless.
Christian Academy is pleased to announce a partnership with the National Inventors Hall of Fame for a third year. This summer, students currently enrolled in kindergarten through fifth grade at any school are invited to participate in Camp Invention. It will take place at Fairfield Christian Academy, 1965 North Columbus Street in Lancaster, June 12th through June 16th from 9 to 3:30. And we are also offering an extended day experience for those who need additional child care before and after camp. FCA teachers and staff will lead the week of hands-on activities. Boys and girls will spend time using real tools and exploring components found in everyday devices. Among other things, campers will create aerodynamic water rockets out of plastic water bottles, design a distant planet including terrain, atmosphere, and ecosystem, and engineer an ultimate spy gadget alarm box out of recycled equipment. For more information, contact Stacy Rao at Fairfield Christian Academy or go online to campinvention.org.